Starting the recording device.
So I have an hour and 43 minutes of recording available on this card.
Okay, this is Android Buffet Mobile. Episode, what are we up to now? Better get my notes here. This is Android Buffet episode 97. Memorial Day 2012. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. That was different.
How was that different?
I didn't hear any music that time.
Oh, didn't you? Must have not turned that on. Let's see. That's 9, 10. Well, how about this? Let's just make sure that I've configured that correctly by arranging for one more little piece of audio for you. I have just the thing that seems appropriate to the occasion.
Do you have feedback?
Not quite.
Oh.
The fourth thing, Southeast Linux. If you've never been to South before, then this is a perfect opportunity to come socialize with fellow Linux and go see the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Come participate in many informative, entertaining talks from our wonderful speakers, many of whom talk just like you and I. We're sure to have a detailed presentation covering a variety of crucial activities, like building up our community to zombie-proofing your home. In addition to our normal scheduled events, we'll also have a number of affiliated initiatives such as building open source cloud day, an LPI exam cram day, MySQL training, Java hackathon, an open database camp, the Drupal camp Southeast, Drupal in a day, BSDA certification, LPI certification, Puppet Labs training, and Salt Stack training. So come to the Southeast Linux Fest June 8th through 10th, Charlotte, North Carolina, or you'll have to lie to your grandkids when they ask you where you were with awesome hack. For more information, visit www.southeastlinuxfest.org.
Well, I heard that the stream might not be so good tonight.
Wow.
Well, you know, after all of, you know, I built Tiny. You saw Tiny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's very strange, because I tested it on Friday. That's very strange, because I have this whole streaming set up here. And let me check something and see while we're here if I can get stream up. Let me remember, where did I put that stream controller? I don't remember what IP address it was connecting to on this computer, but give me a second and I'll find out. Because I did test everything, and then I shut it all down, because I didn't want the stream to be running all weekend. In the meantime, while we're discussing the matter of why the stream might or might not be working, I have some questions for you, Jerry.
Wow, now your connection to me really sucks.
Yeah, that's what happens when you try to open a browser.
Ah.
Yeah, never try to do that. Multitasking doesn't work on a netbook.
Ha!
Well, it's a netbook. What do you expect? Let's use this tablet here. See, this is the wonder. You know, you were very impressed with my little setup until this happened.
Well, it's always good to get the bugs worked out.
Well, here's the question I want to ask you, Jerry. Now, what sort of setup should I be prepared for in Charlotte? Should I be prepared to bring in a guest from Skype? I don't think that's a necessary feature.
No.
Okay, should I be...
You should be prepared to record four people talking at the same time.
Okay, so I need... should I bring the stream, or should I? Do I need the stream?
Nah, I don't think we need the stream.
Okay, well, that's because that saves a computer, and I can go totally hardware. One second, I'm logging into the server to figure out what the URL is of the streamer. So while we're doing that, I heard there was some bad weather in your neck of the woods.
Eh.
You always say eh.
It rained. There was some wind.
Okay, Tiny is at 126. Tiny is, of course, the server that is doing the streaming. It's a little dedicated box that I built for just this purpose. Excuse me, I appear to have an uninvited guest.
You do? Is it a raccoon?
I turned off the volume. There's a refrigerator in here. He came for some iced tea. One second. Okay, verbosity. Yeah, it says it's broadcasting. Definitely sending something to the server. So I'm not sure what is going on. Oh, somebody's appeared online. Anyway, as far as I can tell, the stream is running. But I will double check. I have this Linux-based device sitting here. Let's see if I can get stream running on my phone. What's so funny? You have to tell you have to tell the studio audience.
So I wanted to see if the live stream was working.
Yeah.
You know, from here. So I go to Android Buffet and I click on where it says live stream and I download a PLS file and I say, okay, well, open it. And it says, this is an invalid Perl script.
But it's not a Perl.
Well, that would make it an invalid Perl script, wouldn't it?
That would.
Just, do you find it amusing that I have a Windows machine and it understands what a Perl script is? But I have not installed anything that will play a PLS file. So.
Okay. Well, I don't know what stream is still exactly the way for. If they're going to live.androidbuffet.com, it's quite possible they're not. It's not. I have a tablet here because it should redirect the file. Play with Google. Comma. Could not play the track you requested. Okay, this is disappointing. It says it's streaming something. When I tested it on a computer Friday, it worked. Let me try one more thing.
Okay, I have put it into... I'm getting something out.
Yeah, but I just stopped this for a moment. I'm switching from a variable rate constant. Okay, the stream's back up, and I'm sorry to those of you who are on the pre-recorded version. This is... So I now know what I can bring to the Southeast Linux Fest. All I need is my hardware recorder. It was recording this fascinating and scintillating conversation. And I, of course, need to bring the mixing board and the ability to record. You set up four people?
I think so. Me, you, and a couple other guests.
Okay. That means I need one more stand. I'll jury rig. I have the
ability to cover. I can hear our stream now.
Yeah.
But it's really quiet.
Oh, well. You can do it. That better?
But as far as that, I mean, I've got metadata. It seems to be working fine.
Okay. So it's just a volume issue?
It seems like you just turned it up a little bit.
Okay, well, let me see what I can do on the computer side of things. Maybe the also setting 127.
It's certainly streaming, though.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That I just set the volume low. I originally calibrated this from my board in New York, as opposed to here. So let's see. I need capture.
It's quiet, but streaming. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's, but I'll boost. That's about the best volume control I can arrange.
Okay.
That a little better?
I don't know. I shut it down.
Okay.
Let me, 1 second. Let me reload it. Bandwidth. Zoom Blair.
But sorry about that. It is a little more
quiet. That's for sure. But it'll work.
Okay. I am sorry about that. But we'll still do the show and we'll still put out the recording, which will be louder. Well, we'll learn for next time. I'll do a little more experimentation. Maybe I'll actually have Jerry help me test it. I was going to do that last time.
Oh, well.
Okay, let's start.
You want to start the podcast over?
No.
You're just going to do some editing or?
Yeah, well, I'll just trim this. I like the realism of it.
Okay.
Okay, so a few things. We've covered what I might want to bring to self in order to record this podcast. So I should be able to fit it into a suitcase now that I know the parameters. Let's go into some other news. The President of the United States, Barack Obama. You've heard of him, right?
He's some important guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He has ordered federal agencies to optimize sites for phones and tablets. So I want to know, will this help the economy, Jerry?
Somebody's going to have to do that coding.
I suppose so. But these are the important things that our elected officials are worrying about, whether or not the websites of federal agencies can work on our tablets.
Yeah.
I feel inspired.
I don't.
Today, I am proud to be an American. moving along, AT&T is going to begin shutting down 2G in New York City and will transfer that spectrum to 3 and to 4G.
So what do you do if you have a phone that only works on 2G?
They're going to give you a new phone.
No, really?
Worth the money.
Like for free?
Yes. Not going to be a nice phone, but they'll give you a new phone. If you're still if you're still on 2G, your phone probably isn't that nice anyway.
This is true. Oh, well, I can say that. I mean, sure. I got no hate for that.
Okay, moving along. The CEO of Best Buy has promised that in the future, employees will speak with authority about technology, which is also known as being qualified.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, I'm hoping.
No, come on.
I'd like to go into a store and have an employee who knows what they're talking about. I don't really need it, but I'd like it.
It is impossible to keep up with all of the advances and what's going on in technology and the various specs. Unless you love it and you're obsessed about it, right?
Aren't those the people you should be hiring at your local Best Buy?
But the people that are obsessed with it...
get promoted.
...are probably not working at Best Buy.
No, they get promoted if they're working at Best Buy.
Yeah, so the guys on the floor, I mean, come on. I mean, they're doing their job. I don't think a some training good. Okay, but you and I, when we go into a store to buy, especially a store like Best Buy to buy something, we have done hours of research on the thing specifically that we want. There's no way that one of those Best Buy employees is just by random happen chance going to know more about the thing than we do. True or false?
Isn't it happenstance?
Okay.
Probably not. But at least
So,
they won't say stupid things.
for example,
I can think of some times when I've gone in and said, "Does this person have any idea that I might actually know something about the subject, or are they making this up out of their, you know where?"
yeah.
Anyway, that said, moving along. There was a great article, "Why the World Has Suddenly Come Around to 4G." So basically, CDMA operators such as Sprint and Verizon really didn't have any choice because there really wasn't much room for expansion under that particular protocol. But the GSM operators had plenty of time before they'd need to upgrade. In fact, Europe is still experimenting with LTE. But the reason why carriers are becoming increasingly attracted is the efficiency and not speeds and capacity. Consumers don't just want more data, they want to pay less for it. Without LTE, carriers may still be able to deliver fast, but without LTE, they cannot deliver cheap. So it's a
Okay.
cost-saving measure.
And it makes sense that if you have a bigger pipe, you can get more people into that pipe.
And then they'll raise prices to cover the cost of the infrastructure.
Okay, well,
I may be cynical.
what's been going down in price lately? Gas has gone down in price over the last week or so.
How much is gas in Jacksonville?
$3.39.
A gallon.
Yes.
Well, you have to remember that there are foreign listeners.
Yes.
Yes, mine is closer to $4 a gallon. Just below it, actually. It's in the threes last time I checked.
Right, but you're in New York, right? So y'all don't need vehicles. Y'all have public transportation, you know.
Number one, I am actually outside of New York City right now, and it's not any cheaper up here. I'm over 100 miles outside of New York City. And
Wow.
secondly, I wish public transportation connected my place of business and my place of residence. It does not.
Oh, how?
Did you
How is that
know that?
even possible?
Yes, but did you know that Queens, the borough that I reside in, has less public transportation per capita than any other borough? That includes Staten Island, which has less transportation, but not per capita.
I did not know that.
Also, I work in one county and I live in a different county.
I wonder if it's when you say per capita, that could mean that there's just a lot of people there.
Also,
I wonder what
per square mile.
the transportation per capita is in, say, Tokyo.
Yeah, but it's also per square mile. Queens has less transportation per square mile, specifically less subway and rail, compared to, let's say, Brooklyn or Manhattan or the Bronx. Not Staten Island, but. Anyway, the hard drive industry continues to shrink as Seagate bought. Is it Lachie or Lassie? I always got that. Or
In my
Lacy.
head, it's always Lacy, but when you say Lacy,
Yeah.
that sounds better. But
Okay. Well, less hard drives
whatever.
means less competition, and that may mean higher prices for things. So it's worth keeping in mind.
Yes, but let's remember that Seagate has always been cutting edge when it comes to making hard drives.
I always preferred Western Digital.
You
I don't make
know, at
fun of
one
how
point,
you feel.
okay, you know how hard drives work, right?
Yes.
With the they've got. They switch a magnetic grain's orientation, right?
Correct.
Many, many years ago, those grains laid down flat, and so they were longer than they were tall or wide, right? Seagate was the first company to take those grains and turn them up on end so that they were taller than they were wide or long, so they could cram more of them together. So I'm a big fan of Seagate.
Okay, moving along. VIA will offer a $49 Android ARM-based Neo ITX board with a full set of ports. No
Nobody
case.
likes to program an ARM.
Yeah, but then I could build Tiny into an even smaller case.
What can you run on what?
Actually, well, Tiny is running an Atom processor.
Okay, but an Atom processor has a floating point processor.
Are you telling me an ARM-based processor can't handle audio encoding to 32 kilobits to send to a Icecast streaming server?
Sure it can, but it'll do it in ints. I mean, although encoding in ints is actually quicker than encoding in floating point, but you know, just a lot of stuff needs floating point performance, and ARM ain't got it.
Yeah, but for this function, I think it can handle it. I think the Atom 330 I have over there is probably vastly overpowered for which is sending a single stream up to Icecast.
Okay.
Yeah, although I do have to fix that. I don't think the problem is the dedicated hardware streamer. I think it's the audio volume setting out of the board. Because when I boosted the volume on the board, it seemed to boost it. So I just had to figure out how to deal with that.
Mm.
On my regular board, it shouldn't be a problem. It has an independent volume. Anyway, I like this board, though. Very nice. A group of cable companies have joined together to offer 50,000-plus Wi-Fi hotspots to subscribers under the name Cable Wi-Fi. The participating cable operators currently offer more than 50,000 Wi-Fi hotspots located in New York City and the surrounding tri-state area, Los Angeles, Tampa, Orlando, and Philadelphia. The operators plan to continue to grow the number of Wi-Fi hotspots and expand into several additional cities.
Wow.
I think that's a good thing. I think if you have to pay for cable and for internet service through your cable company and other companies, that you should get this opportunity of using your Wi-Fi in more places. It's a very nice benefit to keep people with the company.
Sounds like a win to me.
And by the way, the fact that Elevator hears us is a good sign. It means the stream is working.
The stream. She is working.
Yes. Moving along to some other news, Google hired away HP's Enyo team. Enyo is the HTML framework used by WebOS on the touchpad. HP open sourced it as part of the open sourcing of WebOS.
Cool.
The Play Store now supports in-app subscriptions, which can be managed from the web interface. Users will be reminded after each renewal that they need to renew or that they've paid for a renewal. So you can now subscribe to whatever it is you can do within the app. I think this is actually a very nice feature. Don't know how it will work out, but I think it's nice. And Elevator, I am sorry that that it felt like Sunday. I understand perfectly. I have not been to work since Thursday.
You poor thing.
Poor thing. I'll pay for it later when my paycheck comes. Anyway, NVIDIA announced its own LTE modem. It has already gotten approval from AT&T, and it can now offer Tegra chips in LTE smartphones, which have been an issue up until now. You may have noticed.
Are they quad-core Tegras?
They will be able to offer quad-core Tegras.
Because right now there's a problem with LTE and quad-core. Well, it's not that quad-core processors don't exist. It's that for somehow, and this makes zero sense to me, quad-core and LTE don't mix.
That's why NVIDIA arranged for its own LTE modem that would work with its quad-core processors.
Mm.
That's why this is important.
Okay.
If you want quad-core. Tablets now.
Who doesn't want quad-core?
Oh, Jerry, just a moment. Didn't you get a new phone? We didn't really talk about that, did we?
No, we haven't.
Do you want to take
You never want to talk about things that I want to talk about. And that's okay. We're not even halfway through the platform news. You're upset at HTC. There's app news.
You want to wait until I get upset at HTC to talk about how much you love your Evo 4G LTE?
Oh, man, my LTE rocks. There's no woof.
Okay, how much LTE is there in your LTE?
Zero.
Okay. I'd like to tell you.
You know, for me, that actually, you know, I know a lot of people are all upset about Sprint releasing an LTE phone when they don't have any LTE antennas. It doesn't stop the rest of the phone from being just straight up awesome. And on my old Evo, I had 4G, and there was 4G around here, but I never had the 4G antenna turned on. I was either on Wi-Fi, and Wi-Fi was faster, or I just a standard 3G speeds worked fine for me.
So, well, I have LTE, and I'm going to go with your traditional. It's nice sometimes, but you know, how often do you really need that speed? Maybe if I was watching a movie.
I really ever turned on my 4G was when I was out of podcast to listen to, and I wanted to download another podcast to listen to. Then, when you're downloading, you know, 30 or 40 meg, 4G makes a difference over 3G. But other than that,
well, I'm not paying for it. I just leave it on. I bought all those extra batteries.
Do you want to talk about battery life on the 4G LTE?
How is battery life on the LG? Excuse me, on the Evo 4G LTE?
Bloody awesome.
With Kung Fu Grip.
It, my normal usage for the phone, for my old Evo, I'd get maybe 16 hours out of it before it got down to the 15%, you know, oh my God, charge me. And now with this one, I'll go a day and a half, you know, 5 to 6 of those hours are sleeping, but I'll go a good 36 hours before it says, oh my God, charge me. So I'm extraordinarily impressed and pleased with the battery.
I don't have a problem with my battery. I just like to have extra.
No, I understand. At least, you know, you can swap yours out. I can't. Oh, and it charges really quick.
Oh, you don't have a swappable battery?
No, I don't.
Oh, I didn't know that. Learn something new every day.
Oh, Evo Elevator is asking about how long we are from a LTE on the Sprint network. Depending on where you are, some LTE networks will be turned on come August or September. But
Probably not Jackson. It's usually not
Yeah.
a primary market.
We were in the second group to get 4G.
When it was WiMAX.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're on a you're in a new world. But I
It's
do
okay.
like I'd like to say I do like having a SIM card again. I really enjoy the idea that my identity is not tied to the phone, it's tied to a card in the phone that I could swap out myself without having to call the manufacturer. I'm not sure how you feel about that. That's one of the things that I envy about GSM.
Oh, I don't care.
No, I'm just saying that I want to swap phones, then I have to go get a phone from Verizon, make sure that that phone's compatible. But think about the future when everybody is on a system that uses a SIM card, then suddenly you can buy phones from third parties and there's the possibility of new competitions.
Yeah, when I lived over in Spain, everything was your phone number was your SIM card. Whatever your phone you put it in
No, I like
was.
that system. I don't like that my
Well,
phone
on 4G, that's not the way it works on
CDMA, but that is the way it works
CDMA.
on LTE.
No, LTE is just for the data.
For
Your
now.
phone number is not on the SIM card. That LTE card, that SIM card that's in there, is just for the data connection.
For now.
For now, yeah.
The plan is, which is voice over LTE, VoLTE is coming. And at that point, they may start to sunset 3G.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? Right now, the ReSound actually can take a GSM card. I can even take one from AT&T or T-Mobile. I was
Wow.
considering getting a $5 card just to see how that worked. I don't know how much a $5 card would actually cost me. Yes, I understand how that sounds, but and yes, it is supposedly HD audio, so it would be a higher quality because it would be all VoIP. And they've just perfected, I think it was a story that we covered in a previous episode, how they've been
Oh.
working on on the pass back between CDMA and voice over LTE, which is essential.
Yeah.
And
I'd like to address Elevator's question. He's asking about HD audio
yes.
because he's heard a lot about that on Sprint's propaganda, advertisements, whatever you want to call it. I like the word propaganda.
Yeah.
HD audio is a specific thing where,
It's a codec, isn't
yeah, and your phone has to have HD audio and the person you're calling has to have HD audio for it to actually engage. Now that said, the Evo 4G LTE, I'm just going to call it the Evo LTE from now on.
How about the new Evo or my new Evo? Is
It
it?
has some extra noise canceling stuff in there that make the audio sound better regardless of who you're talking to. Particularly in windy environments and noisy environments. My wife has commented on it. So it doesn't help if you're talking
Positively or
over
negatively?
Bluetooth. Positive.
Okay.
If you're talking over Bluetooth, it doesn't help. But if you're talking on the phone, and not in speakerphone, then it makes a pretty big difference compared to the old Evo. Oh, and memory. Oh my God. After being on my old Evo and dealing with
Space
the
limitations.
yes, oh my gosh. Having that you're almost out of space, and I go and look, and I've only got like 40 meg of space left.
How many megs of space do you have now?
About 1900.
Okay.
If I go and look and see how much free space I have left for apps, it's about 1.9 gig.
And how is Sense 4.0 and Ice Cream Sandwich?
I really thought I was going to miss the menu button.
Oh, you don't have one of those?
Well, yeah, I've got there's three buttons at the bottom of the Evo LTE. There's the back button, there's the home button, and there's the apps button, the recently used apps button.
Oh, I don't have one
And
of
that's
those.
it. I thought I was going to miss the menu button, but I really don't. It does highlight when you're using an app that is not made up for ice cream sandwich, because then like 20 or 30 pixels at the bottom of the screen get tied up with three dots for here's the menu button. But by and large, I don't miss the menu button at all. I like having the menu button in somewhere that makes sense for where it is. And Evo Elevator's asking me if I miss the search button. Absolutely not, because 95% of the time that I hit that search button, it was a mistake. It was an accident. I hated that button. I don't miss it at all.
I never really needed it myself, but this phone still has one.
Oh, and the lock screen. Okay, with HTC, with Sense 4.0, the lock screen has got this little, you know, disc thing.
Yeah, and that's you can put the ice cream sandwich.
When you're at your normal home screen, it's got that bar at the bottom, and it's got, you know, the grid of dots for open up the application tray. And then on each side, it's got two spots for applications, right? And
whatever's there shows up on the screen.
Right. And you can drag those into the little circle, and it'll immediately open that app. And yeah, and that's cool and blah, blah, blah. But I hate having a lock screen. I do not, I cannot abide a lock screen because when I'm done with my phone, I turn it off. And when I want to use it, I turn it back on. And I don't want to turn it off and slide the little thingy and then do whatever. I want to turn it off and turn it on. Turn it off, turn it on. And it's usable. And I went through, I want to say, 50, 60 different lock screens.
None of them
work. Or lock apps. And I finally found one that worked.
What was it called?
And you know what? I don't remember.
Do you want to go look and I'll review some more stories?
Yeah, you do that. I'll be right back.
Okay. Tablets now account for 20% of mobile ad impressions. What do you think about that, Drake? Yeah. Gamefly to launch the Gamefly Game Store for Android, because what we really need is another store. What does Jerry think about that? Eh. He's not here, so I'm filling in for him. Either way, the Gamefly Game Store for Android seems just like a company that is suffering, trying to get into another business that maybe they shouldn't be in. A jury has found that Android does not infringe on Oracle's patents. That's good. That is very promising for the future. And U.S. Cellular will be the first to offer a curated list of titles from the Amazon App Store. Also, in my opinion, a good thing, because the Amazon App Store is an important third-party app store and an alternative to the Google Play market.
But it's only good if you can turn off that curation.
Yes, I agree, but I think it is nice that carriers are recognizing that they don't always have to go with Google. We call that freedom. Other people call it fragmentation. I call it freedom. The freedom to fragment.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
True. It's called Unkey Locker by Wire 8. That's WIRE and the letter, or the number 8. And it works. And it was the only one out of the many, many, many that I tried. So I'm extremely happy about that. And it also came with SoundHound. My phone did, which is cool.
I got Beats Audio. Not sure
I did too, and it just annoys me more than anything else.
I haven't used for anything. Anyway, let's see. Firewalls on AT&T and 47 other carriers make phones vulnerable to hacking. A feature found in many firewall systems could let hackers identify and spoof the sequence number of a trusted data packet, injecting malicious code into unencrypted sites or directing users to fraudulent services.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, then let's get
to what it means, but... Okay.
Let's get to a topic you may have an opinion on. The HTC dialer.
I still wish it went profile or landscape.
Well, see, this is the thing. I tried the stock ice cream sandwich one when I had the Droid 3 using a custom ROM.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a really nice one. But the HTC version, in my opinion, is not so good.
What's wrong with it?
I do not like the appearance of it. I do not like the way that it handles things. I find it less intuitive. So I decided to try an alternative, and I went to, at least for now, I don't know if I'm going to switch, EX Dialer and Contacts. It is themable. It offers a variety of things. It offers a retractable keypad, should you wish that you swipe up and down. And it offers a very nice contact program.
Does it do landscape?
I'm checking. I have my phone here. Yes, it does do landscape.
Woo! I don't know why landscape is so...
Are you talking about while it's
doing landscape?
Are you talking about while it's dialing, or are you talking about for dialing purposes?
Either, both.
Okay, well, let's see. Definitely, it does do it for the dialing purpose, but let's see if it'll do it during a call. So I'm going to call a number I know will not answer my house. No, during the call, it does not do landscape, but that's because it switches over to the stock dialing screen,
mm-hmm.
which is HTC. But during the dialing process, it does do landscape. I think that might be a premium feature, though, that you have to pay for.
Okay.
I paid because I was enjoying the free version of the app enough to pay.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Good on you.
Well, I believe in giving people money. Hopefully they will be encouraged to improve their applications. A few other things. Speaking of applications, plans to bring BlackBerry Messenger to Android are killed. RIM will apparently not be far behind.
What?
They were going to bring BlackBerry Messenger to Android, but the new CEO of RIM apparently has killed that project. Sorry. And apparently, in my opinion, Rim will be killed along with it.
Yeah, I don't foresee Rim lasting.
Well, this was a chance for them to last. I don't know why they killed.
You're not going to last due to a messenger program.
No, I think that it was a way that people respected. They could have pivoted over to being a software company.
But their software is what sucks. Their hardware has always been pretty good. It's their software that sucks.
No, it's their operating system that sucked.
Which is software.
Yeah, but I'm talking, people respected the security of BlackBerry Messenger. So it could have created a bridge for them to continue.
Okay.
For those of you on Comcast, they've released the Xfinity TV app, which offers on-demand TV and does not require home network access. Unlike what I have for Time Warner, where you have to be connected to your home network, which sort of defeats the purpose if you want to go out somewhere and watch. You have Dish, right?
No, I have DirecTV.
DirecTV, Dish, Potato.
They're way different, dude.
You put a dish outside.
You do.
Okay. I can't remember the difference. I'm sorry. Google Plus for Android was updated with a visual redesign, Hangout support, and more. Maybe it's time to go back to using Google Plus.
I used Google Plus today.
Yeah, I know. You were talking to Kevin McLaughlin, telling him that you were safe.
Yep.
Are you safe, Jerry?
I'm safe.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand. It was a little bit of, it was just a little bit of wind and rain.
Well, you know how people are. They worry. They worry because they love you. In a total
no, situation. I'm not talking about Kevin. I'm talking, I mean, Kevin was just making a joke. But the people here in Jacksonville, I mean, just gosh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, ridiculous.
BGR says that Microsoft's preparing a version of Office for Android tablets. I think Microsoft is actually very smart to do that. Make sure that your platform is available on everything. That is why the Amazon Kindle platform is doing so well. Because you don't have to worry about the device. You create a platform, you make sure that no matter what device you choose, that platform works, and you will succeed. Netflix for Android has been updated with improved video streaming. So go out there and check out Lillehammer. I've been meaning to do that. I hear interesting things about that show.
What show?
Lillehammer. It's one of those exclusive Netflix shows.
Oh.
I want to see how an exclusive Netflix show is. eBay was updated, bringing improved notifications, list views, and social sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Hansen SMS. Are you still using that, Harry?
I am.
It now has better ICS and Sense 4 support for you.
It does?
It says right here. Yeah.
When did that happen?
Well, it must have been before Friday, because I wrote this up on Friday.
Whoa, let me check out my, because mine still has the, nope, I'm still up to date on Hansen.
That's interesting. It says that it was updated. Call app makes your dialer more useful by adding Super Caller ID, integrating Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, email, etc. to display things that connect you to the other individual.
That's cool.
I think so. What do you think about the future, Jerry? Will big data make us more connected?
Big data doesn't exist. What do you mean big data? People use that term. Maybe it's because I deal with databases a lot. And I've heard the term big data, and I'm always hearing the term big data. But what does big data mean?
The interconnectedness of things, Jerry.
Gah. Okay, so what was the question?
Do you think that all this stuff being linked together will change anything? Do you think that this is where the future is, where companies put all of their data together and produce an experience for you?
I mean, I think it'll, sure, you won't miss as many birthdays, and you'll have more stuff to look at, and you'll know, what the guy three houses down the road ate for breakfast, but... Will it change anything your profound? Neighbor. Will it make the world a better place?
Your neighbor Tom is eating oat bran. You should eat oat bran too. Would you like to buy oat bran just like Tom?
Nah.
But Elevator commented that it sounded like Zobny's Smarter. It does to a degree. I've used Smarter. That's more not so much a smart ID system for during the call. So it wouldn't supply that data to you during the call, but it would allow you to look up that data as well. There are a bunch of sites that are trying to do that. Bless you. So, Jerry, what else is on your mind? Do you realize that we are coming on to the end of May, and in less than 11 days, we will meet each other for the first time?
I only have 11 days to lose more weight?
I'll have to gain more weight. I don't want you to feel upset. If you keep losing weight, you're going to be the thinner of the two of us. You probably already are.
Yesterday was frustrating, but, so today I weighed in at 233.
I will have to do my weighing this week. Unfortunately, the person who usually arranges my weighing is on vacation, so I may have to weigh myself.
Oh, my.
Well, you know, that means I can't do the full weighing with what are those things? The pinching things?
Calipers.
Thank you. I lost the term there for a moment. They do a very extensive thing. They measure waist. So it is possible that you could gain weight, but your waist will decrease.
Oh, yeah.
Which is still progress.
Yes, it is. Yes. My scale does the body fat thing, which is, you know, inaccurate.
Well, it is because...
But I weigh myself and do the body fat thing every day. So I get, you know, like trends that I can see. So, yeah. But the calipers, much more accurate.
Yeah, but the person who does the calipers is on vacation. I'll have to wait till next.
Oh. And I have a doctor's appointment on Friday.
The Friday that I'm going to see you or the previous Friday?
Previous Friday. This coming Friday.
Okay.
Basically so you've been dieting for a while. How you doing type.
Yeah, I have to see my doctor too. I know that I have to see my doctor when I finish paying for his last visit. That takes at least 6 months.
Wow, that sucks.
Well, it's a source of constant complaint. My doctor outsourced his billing system.
Yeah?
So the people here are using, let's put it this way. I go to see my ophthalmologist and a week later I have a bill. I go to see my primary care physician and 6 months later I still haven't paid them because they keep sending me documents that say this is not a bill. Then after they finish sending me documents that say this is not a bill, do not pay it, they send me a document. We have sent your bill to collections because you haven't paid it. Except they told me not to.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'd pick a new doctor.
That's hard. It's hard to pick a doctor. Remember, well, these are people, you know, who...
The one that you have apparently sucks.
No, he's fine. It's his billing department that sucks. There's a difference.
Elevator says that...
BMI is useless. I agree.
Yeah. Well, for an individual, it is true that BMI is useless. I think that BMI, as a way of characterizing a large population, does have uses.
Yeah, but the thing is that it can characterize somebody who is in perfect condition as obese because of the way that they calculate it. So, you know,
right,
somebody who's tall, but that doesn't really factor that in.
Right, which is why I say that for a specific individual, any one person, BMI is pretty useless. But when you take it as an aggregate over many people, a large population, then BMI can help get an idea of that population's fitness.
Yeah, but I'll give you a story. Many years ago, I joined a weight loss program, and they gave me what they decided was my ideal weight, and it was physically impossible. I took that number to my doctor. He was laughing hysterically. He asked what planet they were on.
Your ideal weight?
No, what they said was my goal weight. So they calculated it based on my height and my age.
What, is it ridiculously low?
Yes. Would have been impossible.
Not impossible.
No, I'm saying that I'm talking about it would not have been healthy.
Okay. Yeah, it's, yeah. My ideal weight is apparently like 155 at like almost 6 feet tall. Really, dude?
But did you talk to a physician about that who saw you, or did you use some sort of generic formula?
Oh, no, that's like the charts that you'll see online.
Yeah, that's exactly what the problem is. You go by a chart. A chart doesn't account for a real person.
Yeah.
But if you ask your doctor, what do you think I should weigh? Your doctor's answer will probably be much more realistic. And you're going to see him on Friday.
You know, I have not asked my doctor, what should I weigh?
I should ask my doctor that. I'm just afraid of the answer.
My goal is 15% body fat, 15 or 16.
Well, I wish you luck. My goal is to be healthier. I've decided to not worry about numbers. Maybe someday I will.
I'm a big fan of numbers.
No,
my
dad has
always told me that you can't manage what you don't measure.
Well, for me, I'm not at that stage. Right now, I'm at the stage that I'm trying to integrate exercise into my lifestyle. Once I've integrated it in, I feel comfortable with it, and I feel like I'm making progress, I can set a different goal. So my goal is I've been exercising, and I'm trying to ramp that up. Because I've always been of the opinion that my eating habits aren't bad, that my problem was a lack of activity. So I'm attempting to prove that hypothesis.
I would disagree. I think...
You think my eating habits are bad?
Well, maybe not now, but if you're overweight now, then how you got to be overweight was through eating habits.
I was going to go with a total lack of physical activity.
You absolutely cannot out-exercise a bad diet. It just can't be done. But you can, with no exercise, lose weight.
Okay. I just have to work on my lifestyle. It's not that easy. You know that I come home and I come directly to this podcast most Mondays.
No, man, I understand. Losing weight is not...
No, I know. That's not an excuse so much as a problem battle. In search of a solution.
And you know, some days you just... I'm not going to say some days you. Some days
you
I
as
just
in
want to
the
say,
generic you.
Screw it, and go and eat myself a big old hamburger, half a pizza. But, you know, the more weight that I lose...
I call that Tuesday.
The easier it is to...
At least this week.
To stay on track, because, I mean, dude, I'm almost 80 pounds down this year. That's, I don't want to look in the mirror in 6 months and go and say that I fought my way down 80 pounds and then just for nothing because I put it all back on.
It's a lifelong process.
Yeah. But my exercise has been consisting of basically starting. Have you ever heard me talk about the Starting Strength book?
No, but you certainly should.
Okay, I go, you've heard of Reddit, right?
Yeah, I was actually thinking maybe we should start up a Reddit for this program. I hear that other programs do that in order to let other people contribute articles to talk about.
Yeah.
So maybe I will work on that when I have some time.
There is a fitness Reddit.
I should get more involved in Reddit. Let other people do the work for me. Outsource, you know, that's crowdsourcing. Outsourcing is when you pay somebody. Crowdsourcing is when you get normal people to do your work for you.
According to popular opinion on the fitness Reddit, which has a wide variety of people and experience levels and et cetera on it, is that for beginners, you know, untrained people like me at lifting weights, starting strength is about as good as it gets. It's big compound lifts, you know, squats, deadlifts, lifts that use your entire body.
Okay.
To basically train your body to lift and to balance out the strength throughout your body.
Do you want me to ask my consulting professional what her philosophy is that she's using to coach me?
Sure. I would love to know.
Okay. I will bring my recorder to the gym next week after she returns from her vacation.
Excellent.
The nerve of her for going on vacation and leaving me when I need an interview. I'm kidding. But she doesn't listen to this program anyway. Do you know what phone she uses?
An iPhone?
No, a Droid Pro.
Whoa.
You remember those?
That's old school.
Well, the Droid Pro was the one that looked like a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
It kept rebooting. It used the same operating system as the Droid 2, which is why I nearly threw one of those through a window. Well, you know, Motorola will hopefully get better now that it's owned by Google, or not. They're laying off some people.
Oh, man. Should we call it a day? Because we're just kind of rambling on.
Yeah, well, I wanted to go over a few things. This was a little ad hoc because I just came off of a holiday. I have not engaged in any preparation for the show since Friday because I could not on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for religious reasons. And I came directly in here, turned on the equipment, and started the podcast. So now
you
know.
I got an email that said, happy what's Sunday? What Whit Sunday or something like that.
What do you mean, what Sunday?
Whit Sunday, what Sunday?
I have no idea. The holiday I just finished celebrating was Shavuot, which is Shavuot. Or Shavuos, depending on your pronunciation. But this was a mobile podcast, so I am sitting here over 100 miles outside of New York City, far from where I normally am, with my mobile podcast setup, which, Jerry, you saw a picture of?
I did.
Yes.
It was very impressive.
Yes. And I wanted to a few other holidays that you might have felt celebrate. Friday was also Towel Day.
Towel Day?
Yes. I'm a big fan of Towel
Day. As in, don't forget your towel?
Yes. It would be the Towel Day is the anniversary of Douglas Adams' untimely passing.
It is a day to idea. I'm so sad I missed that.
It is a day to appreciate the wonder that is your towel.
Right?
Yes.
You never want to go anywhere without your towel.
Yes. It is an immensely useful device. I just bought a new towel.
It's one of the few things in your house that the more you dry, the wetter it gets.
I will leave it at that. Just to go over a few things. Next week, I will be back in my normal non-mobile studio, so we'll see how the quality is. I do need to rebuild the studio. I have a new component coming from Monoprice. The monitor that I have hooked up to that system, I'm switching from a mount on the back of the monitor to a desk mount. You know, one of the ones that clamps onto the desk.
Yeah.
So that I should have more desk space for the components. So probably if that arrives in the middle of the week, next Friday, I will probably spend a little time rebuilding the system and cleaning it up a little. And Tiny, which is sitting here, will may become a permanent part of the system there to act as the streamer. Hopefully the volume will work a little better. I have to figure out why it's so low. It might be that this board is a little lower than the other one. In the meantime, that brings us to the end of the program. You can find us at Android Buffet AndroidBuffet.com. You can find us at Android Buffet on Twitter. You can go and check out Kevin McLaughlin running the Android Buffet page on Google+. You can find Jerry at jerry.jones@gmail.com. You can, of course, use the contact form on our website to contact us. And, of course, since Garby has disappointed us for yet another week, he did not send us a voicemail.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. And has even avoided the chat room. Do you think he knows he feels bad?
He probably doesn't.
Oh.
I've known him for a while. Not in person, but we've communicated, and he may not feel bad about this. But on that note, if you would like to leave a voicemail, it's 2012-WENECA. That's W-E-N-E-C-A. That's, of course, in New Jersey, home of Murph, who could also leave us a voicemail if he wants at any time. That goes the same for Elevator or any of you who wish to leave us a voicemail. Now, if you are not in a place where the 201 area code is easily accessible, you can record your voicemail and email it to us or email us a link to it, and we will play it on this program. Again, assuming that it is safe for family use.
And if it's not, I'll listen to it and enjoy it.
Yes, we will still listen to it, but we will not convey it to the general public. And again, one more reminder, we will both be at, for our 100th episode extravaganza, the Southeast Linux Fest. That will be the June 7th through 11th. Actually, I believe it starts the 8th. We're going to get there the 7th. In Charlotte, North Carolina at the Blake Hotel. You can find out more at southeastlinuxfest.org. I believe hotel rooms are limited, but attendance is still free. If you become a paid supporter, they'll give you lunch and a t-shirt. I wasn't going to eat the lunch, so I didn't pay for the support, but I probably should give them something.
I have a question. Is there really going to be a class on zombie survival? I didn't see that in the schedule.
I'm not sure. Did you install Open Schedule on your phone? You know, because now with Dan Fry's program, they've loaded all the schedules in. So it may just be that they're exaggerating, but that may be one of the independent courses that they haven't yet found a moderator for.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see here that the Southeast Linux Fest is available in my copy of Open Schedule. So let's see, in the CloudStack Ballroom, empty, empty, empty. In the Linode Ballroom, Learning by Tinkering, the Spam Enemy Within, We Are Legion, or at least we should be. Ooh, sponsored by Linode. Goose Linux, Rebuilding Enterprise Linux the Community Way, Expanding the Education of Open Source, Making an Open Source City. In MVCC Unmasked. In the Digium Ballroom, they have Optimizing MySQL Configuration. The MySQL, sounds interesting. The Oracle Ballroom, Beyond the ACLs, Building Databases for Multi-Tenant Applications. How does InnoDB optimize performance? See, I'm curious because I need to speed up my database. Anyway, there should be more on that schedule as it gets loaded. But download a copy of Open Schedule for Android. Remember, if you go back to a previous episode, we had its creator on. That would be Dan Fry. Nice guy. He gave me a lift to Massachusetts. I recommend that you ride with him at any time because he didn't get me killed. Which is an endorsement for carpooling with anybody. Okay. On that note, that brings us to the end of our program. We will once again be back next week, and I look forward to it. And Jerry, I am counting down the days, as is Pat Archibald, until the Southeast Linux Fest. Have you seen he tweets it every day? How many days until the festival?
No, I haven't.
He does it every day. It's very useful. So I know that tonight he'll tweet 10 days. And that brings us to the end of our program. We'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye.